It's a little bit like having a player get injured. You know, you adjust, you move on, and that's what we're doing.
You talk about next man up. Who do you expect to step in and have a bigger role moving forward?
A capable guy. Yeah, we're. it's an unmarked. I'm just not going to get into it from a game planning standpoint. I understand the desire to know, but it doesn't help us, our football team, to put Raider business out there. So, yeah, obviously we've got to make an adjustment. There's several guys that have played in that role, and you know, it's likely that those guys will be called on to play a little bit more.
What areas are you going to miss him the most?
I'm sorry?
What areas are you going to miss Alden the most?
Anytime you lose a good player, you know, you got to fill the gap and do the best you can. So, you know, we've got work to do, and you know, we'll get ourselves prepared, make sure they're ready to roll, and get ready to go compete against the Lions.
Did you speak to him after the news became official, and what was his reaction to it?
Yeah, I honestly prefer to just go ahead and move on into Detroit Lion questions today. I understand that's part of the storyline today. You know, really, that news is kind of yesterday's news. It happened. We're dealing with it, and at this point, we're really moving forward, you know, getting ourselves prepared for the Lions. Obviously, you know, as an organization, we're going to do everything we can to support him. That obviously is. Not a whole lot you can do when you're basically told that you can't have contact and can't be part of the team. So, but we'll make sure that the people that can help, you know, that hopefully that we can ensure that is being done properly for the benefit of the young man.
You had to see that rule change where you guys can't have contact with these guys.
There are a lot of rules I'd like to see changed. They're not waiting for me to declare which rules, but I certainly think that's something that could be looked at.
How did you feel that he conducted himself just the time you had of this year as it pertains to potentially wanting him back at some point?
I think our organization's been very clear on the fact that we brought him here, supported him, and going forward, we'll continue to do that.
What are your thoughts on the Lions this weekend?
I think it's a talented football team. They played a really good game last week in Green Bay. They're very capable. I think, much like I feel about our football team, you can make assumptions if you want to. I don't think it's wise to do. I think you look at the tape. I think you look at the matchups. I think you look at the personnel, the schemes, and you get yourself prepared to play as well as possible. And that's our intention. Our guys understand the need for us to play better. And really, it's the focus this week is going to be about, you know, coming in, enjoying our work environment. We have a good one. Enjoying the process of preparing our football team to play well. And we know what that looks like. And so kind of picking yourself up from the last out and didn't go the way we want and get ready for next.
What do you see out of Calvin Johnson? People might say he's not quite the same player he used to be, but what do you still see out of him?
Yeah, he's a leading receiver on their team. He's a big, strong, long, fast target. Great hands, great concentration, great competitor. He's a really gifted player. So, we see a really good player.
What do you want to see out of the defense that didn't quite go so well last week and in the fourth quarter and weeks past that you specifically this week is like, we have to fix this?
Yeah, we like to start fast. Start fast, finish strong, and play good football, you know. And we feel like we have the makings of a good unit. And we've got people that can rush the quarterback. We've got people that can cover. We feel like we know how to fit and leverage the run game. And it's a matter of us, you know, maintaining our focus and our ability to get those things done on a consistent basis.
In the spirit of those fast starts, have you thought about maybe taking the ball to start a game instead of deferring to the second half when you win the coin toss?
Yeah, I've always considered the different alternatives and options. You know, we'll continue to look at how we can best make decisions to help our football team.
Blaine Gabbert getting a second chance kind of be a starter down with the Niners. What were your impressions of him when you coached him early in his career?
Blaine Gabbert?
Yeah.
Did the Lions sign him? He was a young man that was drafted a while back. I've lost track of the years, but I wish him the best.
Lions have given up some yards in the passing game, but the Ziggy Ansah has come on this year, leading them with 7 sacks. What do you see from them from a defensive standpoint?
Yeah, it's a talented unit. They're really strong up front. They've been a little banged up in their secondary, but they're very capable. Rasheen Mathis, another player that I had before in Jacksonville, really talented, just went on IR. So obviously that's a blow for them, but it's a good unit. I think it's led by the front, and being able to handle guys like Ziggy and Haloti will be very important for us.
Well, Mayala was learning a new spot this year. What have you seen in Benson's development, and what do you like about his game?
Well, we're happy to have him back. You know, he was a little nicked up early in the year. I feel like he's been rounding into shape, and counting on him to be able to help fill that gap.
Thank you.